Welcome back in. We are just about to get the second half started. We've mentioned it several times, but in case you've missed it, 48-0, Rockets lead. Better get the second half started and expect to see plenty of reserves. Teams are huddled up. It looks like starting, the defense is huddled up on Breckenridge on one part of the field, and the offense is huddled up on the other, and then the other two guys who are subs are huddled up by themselves. Shelby County getting ready. They will receive the ball second half. They deferred on the kickoff to start the game. So, you know, you're up 48-0. And who we got back here returning? We got, it's not Brandon Davis. Is that number 22? It looks like 22, Keon Stone. And then I can't see who's on the far side of the field. My eyes don't work that well.
Well, if he turns to our side, we'll be able to tell
one,
you what it is.
Maybe Ethan Gore.
Either that or Cameron Armstrong, one of the two. Cameron Armstrong is over there.
Okay, it's number 14. Cameron Armstrong back to return the kick, along with Keon Stone. Breckenridge did recover. They squib kicked it. It hit it about the 40-yard line. The player hit the player. He wasn't able to corral the ball, and it bounced back to about the 44-yard line. And a Breckenridge player came through like a missile and dove head first and was able to scoop the ball up and take possession. So good start for Breckenridge County. Bad start for the Rockets.
Caught the Rockets special team off guards a little bit. Good off a good, I'm drawing a blank.
Wasn't really an onside kick.
No.
It was just kind of a squib kick. But
he squibbed it, I think. He knew what he was doing. Instead of kicking it to the outside,
that was their intentions, yes.
Yeah.
So Sosh gets a snap. He hands the ball up there. No, he faked it, cuts it, and he is gone up the middle. He's at the 20, 10, 5 touchdown. Nobody even came close. He got one arm tackle, and he ran right through that. Wow, 44 yards all in all to go to the end zone. He took it to the house at 11:02 to go. Going to get him on the board 48-6.
He's played hard this entire game. I mean, he's really, it's got to be tough as a quarterback when you're just struggling so much. Haven't been able to pass the ball well. He has had some positive yardage, 3 or 4 big runs, and, of course, that's the biggest of the game for the Fighting Tigers of Breckenridge County.
And he had some big yards dropped, on that pass play we talk about. And I look down here, and I see number 3, Keyshawn Catlett. He don't even have his pads on. He's in jeans again. So I guess he's done for the night.
Yeah.
And they do go for 2 here. The kid's clogged up. They try to wrap the middle. Get clogged up. He goes down. Looks like a loss. So they don't get the 2 points. Going to remain 48-6, 11:02 in the third quarter. And, I was trying to figure out why the clock wasn't running, but I guess change of possession.
Change of possession.
So, that makes sense. And we should return at 93.3 WXLN Radio.
Not all celebrations live up to the hype. Birthdays? Wedding anniversaries.
A dust broom. You shouldn't have.
At Zaxby's during our 25th anniversary, we're giving our fans a reason to celebrate with Zaxby's Celebration Special Meal. That's 4 chicken fingers, Texas toast, crinkle fries, Zax sauce, and a 32-ounce drink. So when you're finished enjoying that job promotion,
we're working through the weekend,
and your daughter's first musical recital, head down to Zaxby's for the Celebration Special Meal for a limited time. Indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
Your broadcast home for Shelby County Rockets and Martha Lane Collins Titan Sports. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
And we return here. Breckenridge kicking off. Let's see if they try another onside. And it looks like he's going to, and he does. Kicks the exact same thing. That one's going to go out of bounds at about the 38-yard line. So by default, it should get placed on the 35. They may actually place it on the 40 in high school. I can't remember. In college, if a kick goes out of bounds, it's placed automatically at the 35-yard line. And
what do they do from here? Because it went out at the 38. So it'd be good for them. I mean, you get it at the 40, or do you get a...
It looks like
it's going to be
the ref keeping it. And we got a false start against the Tigers here. So first down, Shelby County, they're going to take over. They're going to mark it at the 38. As I say, if it doesn't make the 35, I think it gets marked where it went out of bounds at. So, 38-yard line. Rockets
so it
take
is
over.
A little different in high school then. Okay.
Yeah. So, and I guess we got Colin O'Hare still in at quarterback, I believe. I can't tell. Yeah, it looks like him. Yep, he gets it, hands it off to Carias, who breaks through 2 tackles. Tough man. He's a tough runner. He gets about 10 yards, right at about 10 yards. He goes down right at the yardstick or first down marker. And are they going to – now they're not even going to have to measure it. They're going to give him the first down spot. Looks like he had it by about half the football. Carias with another strong run. I tell you, he reminds me, and I'll show my age a little bit. We'll go old school. He reminds me of Mike Allstott, former Purdue Boilermaker,
wow.
Tampa Bay Buccaneer. just a hard-working guy, you know, quote-unquote, the blue-collar, lunch pail kind of guy. Oh, man. Guy sent in motion here. We'll get to this in just a second. As they do get some yards, it actually worked out. O'Hare was able to get it and hand it off to Chris, and Chris powers through, gets about 9, almost 10 yards again, maybe a first down. Number 25 there, Clayton O'Donohue, went to go in motion, and he got tripped up on that old turf monster and started stumbling and almost stumbled into O'Hare. It's kind of funny to see him doing that, but he's able to keep his feet and then get stood up and not cause a disaster there. But it's going to be second down and 1. They gave him 9 on the play. O'Donohue goes in motion. He hands it off. O'Hare hands the ball off to Carias again. I believe he's got the first down. Should have about a yard. Got about a yard and a half there. And there's the first down, Shelby County.
Very impressed with Carias. He's running the ball hard, and you're going up the middle. The other Breckenridge knows what they're going to do, and they're still not able to stop it. Good heart. Yeah, he always keeps his legs running, and that's what you can ask. That's what you ask for of a running back. You just want to always keep your legs running. You get positive yards,
and you got to remember, you know, he's a smaller guy. He's stocky though. You can look at him as O'Hare gets the snap and keeps it, and he's running up the middle. He's breaking tackles. He's across the 30, down to 25, 24 yard line, 23 maybe. So it's nice tough run by O'Hare there. And I was going to mention about number 8, Jose Carias. He's 5'7". But he's 178. He's a solid 178. I'm about 175, but I'm not that kind of 175 that he is 178. So the future, and then with O'Hare, you know, freshman quarterback, the future is really, really bright for this team. They're marching on. They're 1st and 10. They're down to the 22-yard line. 8:16 to go. In pistol formation, he's got, looks like, Durr behind him. He hands it off to number 42, Brendan Durr, another youngster, sophomore, fullback. He's about 5'11", 191, also plays on the defensive line. He's another impressive-looking young man. Gets down to the 11-yard line, so gain of 11 there. First down for the Rockets again, and they're just biting off chunks of yards. You know, that running game is really getting going.
The guys that don't get the credit, the offensive line, it's easy to forget about the offensive line, and you watch the skill players, you watch the running backs, quarterbacks. But the offensive line's been able to clear some space, and a lot of these yards have come in the second half. They've come up the middle,
right,
a little off tackle.
And there's Durr again. He gets the handoff, and he's met immediately. He might get a yard, maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Hard to tell.
Just when I say that, thank you, offensive line. You really made me look good.
They let you
first
down
time
there
all night.
They let you down there. That was not very good blocking. But I was going to touch on the first half, and I never got to it. Two guys I really saw tonight that played really well in the offensive line, Lloyd James and Ben Greenwell. And those guys are seniors. Both big guys, 215 for James, 230 for Greenwell. And those guys all year long have just been playing extremely well. They pull block well. They can straight up run block. They can pass block. So they've been pretty good all year long. The offensive line has been really good, like you said. So we got about 2 yards on that, 2nd and 8. O'Hare gets a snap. He fakes a handoff, and then he's going to try to kind of a zone replay. Didn't get much out of it. He was met pretty quickly and maybe got pushed back to about the 10. Believe he maybe lost a yard on that. See where they spot it. Going to bring up 3rd down, and I'm going to call it 9, maybe 8. 3rd and 8, because they got the ball spot on the 9, and they can get a 1st down at the 1. So, again, my great math teachers taught me well.
They're proud of you.
I'm sure they are. 6:14 to go. Rockets on the doorstep of scoring again. Yeah, wide open hole. There we go. Number 25 there, Clayton O'Donohue, who I guess he didn't like me kind of calling him out when he stumbled trying to go in motion a little bit earlier. But Clayton O'Donohue takes the handoff, goes up the middle, bounces to the left, and 9 yards later, it's a touchdown, and the ambulance lights, I think, have burned out tonight. They were just on, but they went off pretty quick. So, you know, the ambulance over here parked outside the fence and behind the end zone, you know, they do the sirens and the lights after every score. So it's 54 points, 55 after this extra point. We got Devin Mantilla on the hold instead of Tyler Drain normally. Edwards able to get it up.
No,
and
it wasn't
through.
Edwards that time, actually.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. It was. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It didn't look like it, though. I got to looking. It looked like he shrunk because he's so tall. You know, Josh is, what is he here? He's like 6'4". The guy, I don't know, maybe it's just the angle or could be the stupid glass in front of my face where I shut the window for you and that glare messed me up. Nonetheless, 55-6 now, 6:05 to go. Take a quick timeout, quick break, and send it back to the studio, and we should return here shortly.
Your 24-hour Christmas music station, Hometown Radio, Power 93.3 WXLN LP Shelbyville.
Be ready for nearly any task on your farm with a Case IH Farmall A-Series tractor from Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. These versatile performers are perfect for loading, baling, tilling, and mowing. And Farmall tractors are one of the best values out there, too. From their durable, fuel-efficient engines to their superior forward visibility and comfortable operator platform, the Case IH Farmall A tractors prove that you can cut costs without cutting corners. Visit Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville today for more details. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Your Rockets and Titans Sports Station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Thanks for coming back. We are here at 93.3 WXLN Radio. Kicking off, Shelby County's kicking off after the last touchdown run by number 23, it was number 25, Clayton O'Donohue. And I believe we had a new kicker. I'm trying to see who kicked that. I believe it was Jose Carrias. So I see Carrias picked up the tee and is running off, so I'm assuming that was him. It was kind of hard to tell, but yeah, it was Jose Carrias that made the kick. Josh Everett over there kind of joking with him, patting him on his head, saying, well, that's not how you do it, son, but not everybody can kick like Josh, that's obvious. But Carrias kind of got the outside of the ball more than he probably planned on it, and he did get it down to about the 27-yard line, and the receiver bobbled the ball and then got it up to about the 32. So they take over the 32-33. Sosh takes the ball. He fakes the handoff up the middle of his fullback, tries to run it around to the right and on the option and pitches it. Nice little pitch. Back was able to get it and get about 2 yards around to the right side. That was Cameron Armstrong on the tackle. Another freshman. Come up, and he made a nice little hit. Of course, the back took it to him and lowered his head, but he stood his ground, squared up, and wrapped him up good.
He did something that I'd love to, and I've seen it in college. I've seen it quite a few places where guys just want to get the big hit. He wrapped his arms around him,
absolutely,
took him down. He could go nowhere. It's the fundamentals of football.
The lost art of tackling.
Exactly.
Sosh goes up under the center this time, sends a man in motion, fakes a handoff to his back. He thought about pitching it to the back around the right side, but he kept it himself and tucks it and runs. Gets up to about the 39-yard line, about 4 yards on the carry. Could be about third and three, third and four. Yeah, that'd be about right. Let's see where they mark it at. Yeah, that was Keon Stone. That could have been a first down run. He had a lot of room over there. Keon Stone was able to use some speed and good angle and got over and was able to force him out of bounds. It looked like he was going to turn that upfield, but Keon Stone said, no thanks. Not going to happen here. We got third down and five. They started at the 39-yard line. And he's got some Sasha's looking. He's rolling. He's over to the right. He throws incomplete pass. Would have been a first down, but he had a lot of pressure on him. Ethan Gore on the coverage there. Pretty good coverage by Mr. Gore, who's had a pretty good game all night long.
Yeah, we've called his name several times, and couldn't tell if he got a hand on it. Looked like it was great coverage. He may have got a hand on the ball. Sets up fourth and five with a chance to get the ball back for the Rockets.
3:06 to go. Remember, we do have the running clock, so it is going to be a fast second half. And obviously they are going for it. They're not going to punt the ball, which you wouldn't think they would. Sends a man in motion. He started to hand the ball off. I think he was trying to pull the ball back out, but he didn't get it pulled out of the running back's gut in time and fumbled the ball. Was able to fall down on it. Sosh was the quarterback for Breckenridge County, and actually they say no number 20, Justin Powers, recovered the fumble. Justice Powers, not Justin. Justice Powers for the Rockets, the junior wide receiver and linebacker, was able to recover that ball. I thought Sosh got it back. He fell down right on it. I guess Justice was able to get in there and muscle it away from it.
Third turnover for Breckenridge. Again, you cannot turn the ball over. They're not going to win this game anyway, but you can't have those plays.
Absolutely.
You can't lose the ball. They've had an interception, two fumbles, just carelessness.
Colin O'Hare takes a high snap, turns around, pitches it around to his backside because number 22, Keon Stone, was going in motion, which was a little bit high. Stone was able to get it and turn the ball upfield, but not much going there. Not blocking wasn't all that great then. But their defense, they don't want to take anything away from their defense. A lot of guys weren't fooled on the pitch, and then just, you know, closed in on him. It's good defense. Good solid play there for the defense. No gain. Second and 10, 1:29 to go in the third quarter. Ball on the 33-yard line.
Actually, they gave him five on that one.
Oh, yeah, they did, didn't they? Well, Harris sends a man in motion. That's number 14, Cameron Armstrong. Armstrong gets the pitch, and he's up there. I think he's got a first down. He's real close to it. Yeah, they're saying move the chain, so it's a first down. Nice little run there, about 5.5, 6 yards by Cameron Armstrong. Another freshman. He's also a backup quarterback and linebacker. He was kind of a running back more there, and he went around left as quarterback O'Hare got the snap and turned around and pitched it to him. Showed some good speed there. Not Michael Perry type of speed, but not Shane Sovall type of speed either.
No, absolutely. That's what I was going to say. I mean, you mentioned Perry first, but hey, I put you in the likes of Brandon Davis, and I would say, your 40 time
is right about 40. I think my 40 times 40.
Yeah, I think so.
40 minutes.
I think them running backwards, they may have you.
Be close if they ran backwards.
Hey, back in your heyday, right? Back in your heyday.
I think I'm faster now than I was then.
I was trying to give you a little love right there,
yeah,
you know.
And I appreciate it. But that last play there is going to end the third quarter. We had a run right up the middle. O'Hara was able to get the ball handed off, and I believe it was Correa that ran the ball. It's kind of hard to see in that pile there, but yeah, I'm not sure who ran that one, but he didn't get any gain. Second and 10 going into the fourth quarter. We'll take a quick break back to the studio, and we'll return for the final quarter of play. The Rockets lead 55-6 over Breckenridge County.